This is News Talk.
You're listening to Breakfast Briefing here on News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. You can text me 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. It's 20 past six. Now, the Irish Travel Agents Association is calling on the government to clarify if they qualify for the COVID recovery support scheme. Travel agents are classed as non-essential retail. They will be allowed open under the new lockdown restrictions. However, they say for all intents and purposes, they've remained closed since March, because so many people have fears about the spread of COVID-19. Michael Dourley is president of the Irish Travel Agents Association and he joins me now. Really, Michael, you're calling for what you say is fair treatment for travel agents.
Well, Shane, we have been included in the CRSS scheme that the government have rolled out. We've also qualified under the EWSS and the rates. So we have the rate support. So we have gotten good support actually from the government. And all our members at this stage, I think, have all qualified for, and the majority would have received the money in their accounts for the CRSS. So the way we look at that to an extent is we're in remission, if you like. The underlying problem is still there. And the underlying problem is that we won't be earning any income until at least March, April or May of next year. So whereas the CRSS is a lifeline for a lot of travel agents, we need a continuation of that until, as we said, the end of March. Now, the Taoiseach has been very supportive of us all along, and he has written to the association to say that he can assure that the government, the financial support will be continued, will remain in place to help us through the difficulties that we have. We've done a lot of lobbying with the government over the past number of months, and it does appear as if we will have a continuation of financial support until the end of March.
Okay.
Now, we need a change because we have people employed still. We all kept our people employed. We had to, even though there was no income coming in, to service the bookings that were there, to transfer bookings to 21, to deal with refunds and the whole process. And it was essential also that travel agents kept their experienced core staff together. Because if people were let go or were let off, they may have gone off into different industries. What has happened, most travel agents let people go for short-term layoff and kept core staff on three-day weeks so that when we're ready for the take-off of travel, which is going to happen come April, May or June, whatever, we will have experienced staff ready to deal with the what is going to be a considerable rush for bookings for people to get out of the country.
Yeah, okay. And since March, talk me through March to December, the impact of the pandemic on travel agents.
Pretty much no income. Once the government came out at the beginning of March and said, don't travel abroad on holidays, take a staycation, it effectively closed down inward business coming into travel agents. And so what have we done in the meantime? Travel agents have looked at their businesses and have made cutbacks wherever they can. As I said, putting people on short-term leave, three-day weeks, and also looking at using up any reserves that they had, and then maybe looking at overdraft facilities, credit lines, but also the help that came from the government to keep some fund coming through that travel agents were able to manage to keep those core staff, to keep the business functioning without taking in any new money. Any monies that would have come in, Shane, it's what we call money in, money out. A client pays a deposit to us, it goes to a supplier. Travel agent won't earn any income on that until the consumer pays the balance of their invoice, and that could be next March or next April. So we're still going through the process where we don't have any income, maybe tiny amounts here and there, but insignificant. And that's going to continue until the end of March.
Yeah. And Michael, now, tell me, are people booking holidays? We'll say for, you know, next September, next October. Are you noticing now people are booking?
Yeah, to a small extent, Shane. What we've noticed, people are making inquiries at this stage for 21, seeing that the vaccine is coming down the track. They're making inquiries to get prices, etc. for 21. We've seen some people booking for Lapland for Christmas 21. Again, that's 12 months away, so there's confidence there that the vaccine is going to be out and it will be safe to travel then. We've seen people, to a small extent, booking holidays to the mobile home and camping parks all over Europe because it's open air. It's not locked into a hotel or an apartment situation. We have seen there's a huge demand out there, Shane, for people. Anyone you talk to will say, I can't wait to travel. So small amount, tiny amount of bookings coming through, and I mean a tiny amount, a lot of inquiries, just waiting for the time when, if you like, when the button is pressed and the vaccine is out there and countries have gotten hold of it and are safe to travel to. The future of travel agency is going to be good. It's
okay.
Going to be very good when
okay.
that happens.
Well, we'll see in the meantime if you can get clarity on whether or not you'll be part of the continued COVID recovery support scheme. Michael, thank you very much. I'm out of time. Michael Dorley, President of the Irish Travel Agents Association.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.